Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marie-Claire Williams from the Office of Marketing and Communications at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. In the early 1950s, the island's main public health facility, the Barbados General Hospital, was under growing pressure. The hospital, located on Jemmett's Lane, was built in 1844 to treat the poor in the post-emancipation period when plantation owners no longer provided medical care for laborers. But more than a century later, it was struggling to serve the society whose population and healthcare needs had increased significantly. On June 28, 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported on the situation, which had been raised the previous day at a meeting of the Hospital Advisory Committee. Patients were sleeping two to a bed and were being discharged from public wards even when they needed to remain in hospital. Surgeon Specialist Mr. A.G. Leacock, attending his final meeting as medical superintendent, warned of worsening conditions. Nursing staff complained that they were unable to properly train nurses in overcrowded wards, and doctors said patient care was being compromised. The number of inpatients had risen sharply in the last decade, from 6,600 between 1940 and 41 to 9,700 between 1950 and 51, and Mr. Leacock called for urgent action. Chairman of the board, Dr. H.G. Cummins, confirmed that government was aware of the crisis, but there was still uncertainty about the solution. There were questions over whether a new hospital should be built, where it would be located, and how much would it cost. In the meantime, the board dealt with the daily realities of an overstretched institution, reviewing utility tenders, arranging laundry services, and even approving the installation of an electric lift for the operating theater. But the problem could not be ignored for long. By 1958, the government approved plans to construct a new hospital at nearby Martindale's Road. That project was funded in part by the Colonial Development and Welfare Fund. On November 14, 1964, the Queen Elizabeth Hospital opened its doors, ushering in a new era in public health care in Barbados. Initially a 464-bed facility, the QEH has since expanded its capacity to 519 beds. It is also an accredited teaching hospital affiliated with the University of the West Indies Cave Hill campus. 6 decades later, the hospital faces similar challenges of overcrowding, as well as long wait times, staff shortages, and increasing demand from an aging population. Jemmett's Lane, meanwhile, remains a cornerstone of Barbadian healthcare. The former Barbados General Hospital once served as the headquarters of the Ministry of Health. Today, it is the site of the Faculty of Medical Sciences of the UWI Cave Hill campus, which houses the Clinical Skills Complex and the Cecil Cyrus Caribbean Museum of Medical History. Jemmett's Lane will also be the location of the Afreximbank African Trade Center.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.